Welcome, Deep Divers. Today, we're embarking on something a bit like linguistic archaeology, our source material. It's incredibly concise, just a title, really. But we're going to dig into it word by word, try and unearth some, you know, layers of cultural meaning, maybe even surprising insights about ourselves. Think of it as an intellectual adventure, proving that even a simple headline can be, well, a window into pretty massive societal shifts. So the entire universe for this deep dive, it comes from an excerpt titled Customizable Festival Apparel. Personalizing your look. And it includes the subtitle, The Rise of Customizable Festival Apparel, Personalizing Your Festival Look. Now, on the surface, you might just read that and think, okay, descriptive phrase, got it. But our mission today is to show you how just a few carefully chosen words can actually be a potent catalyst for understanding, well, contemporary culture, individual expression. We're going to really lean into the idea of what these words convey.
Yeah, and what's truly fascinating here, just as you said, is how a simple phrase like the rise of customizable festival apparel, it immediately taps into these really broad cultural trends and individual desires, too. It's not just, you know, a string of words. It's really an invitation to explore the underlying why. Why do people choose what they wear, especially in these vibrant, expressive environments like festivals? It definitely sets the tone for a much bigger conversation, not just what the trend is, but what it means for us, you know, as individuals trying to express ourselves and maybe as a society grappling with things like authenticity, belonging. It really pushes us to think critically about the conceptual weight each word carries, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So, okay, let's start that conceptual excavation. Let's focus right on the heart of it. Personalizing your festival look.
Mm.
When you first hear a phrase like that, what immediately comes to mind for you? Why do you think that specific concept, personalization, why does it resonate so deeply, particularly with something like, well, clothing, which can seem superficial on the surface?
Mm. Personalizing your festival look. My mind goes straight to, I think, a fundamental human desire, the desire for differentiation. You know, in a world that often feels mass-produced, where trends can sometimes just lead to everyone looking the same, the act of personalization, it feels like a powerful rejection of that, of the generic. It's an act of choice. It's conscious. You're imbuing an object clothing here with a piece of your own identity. It really moves beyond just passive consumption, you know? This isn't just grabbing something off a rack. It's about transforming it, making it tell your story, something that genuinely reflects your inner landscape, but like on your outer self. And the value in customization, I think it lies precisely in that transformation. It deepens the item's meaning for the wearer. It turns a mere garment into, well, a personal narrative, a wearable piece of self-expression.
That's a really profound distinction you're making there, moving from passive consumption to active creation, even if it's just with a few personal touches. It's like the clothing becomes a canvas, right? And you, the wearer, you're the artist. But let's dig a bit deeper into personalization itself. We're talking like subtle modifications, a patch here, a pin there, or is it a complete bespoke transformation? And how might those different degrees of personalization impact that deepening of meaning you mentioned?
That's an excellent point, because personalization isn't monolithic. It exists on a spectrum. So on one end, yeah, you might have minor additions, a patch, like you said, a unique accessory, maybe some hand-drawn art. And these small touches, they can still carry significant meaning. They act as subtle cues, maybe, to your identity or interests, little footnotes in your style statement. But then you move towards something more involved, maybe custom-designed pieces, bespoke alterations, or even putting together an entire outfit from unique handcrafted elements. Now, that higher degree of customization, it often requires more investment, time, effort, maybe resources. And I think with that increased investment, the psychological connection, the emotional connection to the apparel, it deepens significantly. It becomes less about what you're wearing and much more about who you are, physically manifested. It stops being just clothing, really. It's more like an extension of your being, a physical manifestation of your unique self, almost like a second skin telling your story.
Right. So it's not just the item, but the story of how it became yours. Makes perfect sense that a more personal journey means a deeper connection. Okay, so if this drive for personalization is so universal, here's where it gets really interesting for me. The title specifically calls out festival apparel.
Right.
It's not personalizing your work clothes or customizing your everyday look. Why festivals? Why do you think festivals, out of all possible places, are highlighted as this prime environment for the trend? What is it about that specific atmosphere? What amplifies this desire for unique expression?
Yeah, that raises a really important question. What is it about the festival environment? It's often linked with freedom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Creativity, maybe temporary identities. What makes that drive for unique expression so potent there?
Well, think about the nature of a festival. It's often a temporary community, a kind of liminal space. Imagine stepping through the gates, you know, the buzz, the music washing over you, the lights transforming everything. There's often an immediate sense of leaving your everyday self behind, shedding the constraints of daily life. And in that fleeting transformative space, the everyday rules, societal expectations, they often get relaxed, sometimes even turned upside down. People go to festivals to escape, yeah, but also to celebrate, connect, and maybe importantly, to explore different parts of themselves. So in that context, personalizing your look isn't just a fashion choice. It becomes like an integral part of the whole festival experience. It's a way to fully immerse yourself in that heightened reality. Maybe signal you belong to a certain subculture, or simply express a bolder, more uninhibited version of yourself that, you know, might not fly in daily life.
Festivals become this canvas for self-invention or heightened self-expression because they offer this unique permission structure. It's like a temporary license to experiment with identity through how you look. The boundaries of self can be playfully pushed, and your clothing becomes a central tool in that exploration. Individuality isn't just tolerated there. Often it's celebrated, encouraged, which creates this really fertile ground for customized looks.
That idea of a permission structure that really resonates. A temporary license to be whoever you want, and your outfit is your chosen uniform for that role. It makes total sense that in a place designed for heightened, almost theatrical experience, your clothing needs to be heightened too. It's a stage, like you said, and you're the star of your own show. But I wonder, could this permission structure also, maybe paradoxically, lead to a new kind of conformity, where the pressure isn't just to be unique, but to be authentically unique in a very specific kind of expected festival way? Is there a line where that expression just becomes another form of group identity, even if it is customized?
That's a wonderfully insightful question to raise because, yes, while the initial impulse is definitely towards individual expression, breaking free, human beings are also, you know, fundamentally social creatures. So even within these supposedly liberated spaces, we often see the emergence of micro trends, subcultural aesthetics. And while they might be unique compared to mainstream fashion, they can absolutely create their own set of unspoken rules, rules for authentic festival style. So yeah, what starts as a personal declaration can, for some people, evolve into a way of signaling belonging, belonging to a particular tribe within that festival ecosystem. It's a fascinating duality, isn't it? The drive to stand out, but also that desire to connect, be recognized by a like-minded community. And often that's expressed through similar, albeit customized, aesthetic choices. It just highlights how complex our relationship with identity and belonging really is.
It really does, yeah. It shows how even in spaces designed for ultimate freedom, human nature still finds ways to build community shared aesthetics. Okay, let's connect this now to another fascinating phrase from the title, the rise of customizable festival apparel. The title explicitly talks about the rise of this trend. What does that phrase, rise, suggest to you? About current trends, maybe broader shifts in how people approach style, not just at festivals, maybe more broadly. What underlying forces do you think could be driving this growing emphasis on customization, pushing it from, say, a niche interest to a more observable rise?
Well, knowledge is most valuable when understood and applied, right? So even without specific data points or explicit reasons from the source, the idea of a rise implies something significant, a cultural shift, maybe a market shift. It encourages us to think critically, doesn't it, about the underlying forces that might contribute to such a trend. A rise suggests a movement away from something else, maybe a decline in interest in purely off-the-shelf, mass-produced stuff for these specific high-expression events, or perhaps a shift in consumer values altogether. So what could be at play? Technologically, maybe it's just easier now, more affordable for individuals or small businesses to offer customization options. You know, think about print-on-demand services, accessible embroidery tools, even sophisticated DIY kits becoming more common. Culturally, there might be a growing disillusionment with fast fashion, maybe, its environmental impact, its perceived soullessness, leading people to seek out items that feel more unique, more meaningful, perhaps more ethically produced too. Or it could simply be that as the world gets more interconnected, our lives are increasingly lived online. Maybe individuals feel a stronger urge to differentiate themselves offline, to carve out a unique visual identity that speaks to their personal brand or tribal affiliation, especially in a setting like a festival. That rise is a powerful signal. It tells us something fundamental is changing in how people perceive and consume fashion for these specific expressive occasions.
That's a great point about technology and changing values. It's not just the desire for uniqueness, but the accessibility of actually achieving it. The digital world has made it so much easier to both see diverse styles and then find ways to replicate or create our own personalized versions. For sure. But if this rise implies a broader societal shift, what are the larger cultural implications, you know, of a world where self-expression is increasingly mediated through customized consumables? Are there potential downsides, maybe, to this heightened focus on bespoke expression? Unexpected consequences we should consider?
That's an incredibly important line of inquiry. Because on one hand, this rise does hint at that broader societal shift you mentioned, towards valuing authenticity, personal narrative. In an era of, like, curated online identities, the ability to physically manifest a unique look at an event like a festival, it becomes an extension of that digital self-expression. It's moving from just consuming an image to actually embodying one. So this growing trend suggests a greater demand for products that allow for this deeper level of self-representation, moving beyond just branding to, like, personalized branding of the self. However, to your point about potential downsides, one could argue that this constant pursuit of unique customization could also create a new kind of pressure, consumer pressure. If everyone feels compelled to constantly personalize and always have the most unique look, does it then become exhausting, a never-ending quest? Could it maybe shift the focus away from the experience itself, the music, the community, the art, towards an almost performative display of individuality, turning festivals into just another arena for social comparison, maybe, rather than genuine connection?
It's definitely a tension between the liberation that expression offers and the potential for a new kind of expectation or even competition.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a fascinating paradox. It's not just about being unique. It's about being authentically unique. And clothing, especially in a celebratory context like a festival, becomes this very public declaration of that authenticity. It feels like a visible rebellion against the ordinary, doesn't it? A celebration of the extraordinary within ourselves. But with that intriguing potential for new pressures folded in, so what does all this mean for you, our listener? Even from just a foundational concept, a title, really, Customizable Festival Apparel. Personalizing your look, we've managed to conduct, I think, a pretty powerful exercise in conceptual deep diving. We've explored some fascinating ideas about identity, about the unique cultural spaces that foster this heightened self-expression, and the broader societal shifts that might be driving these trends. It really goes to show, even the simplest starting points can be gateways to profound understanding if you're willing to really dig in and think critically.
Absolutely. And there's always more to learn, right? Multiple perspectives always enrich understanding. This exploration, even though it was based on a very foundational piece of information, it reminds us that the questions a topic raises, they can be just as important, maybe even more so than the immediate answers it provides. It really highlights how these seemingly niche trends can reveal universal human desires for individuality, connections, self-actualization. It's quite a testament, I think, to the power of even just a few carefully chosen words to spark a much larger, more meaningful conversation about culture and identity.
So, for you listening, what does personalizing your look truly mean in your own life? Is it about adding that small, meaningful detail? Or is it a complete transformation when the occasion calls for it? And maybe think beyond festivals and fashion. What other areas of your life feel ripe for this kind of bespoke expression? Where do you feel that powerful, almost irresistible urge to truly customize, to make things uniquely yours? Think about that impulse, that deeply human desire for individuality in a world that often pushes us towards conformity. And consider how we choose to define ourselves through what we create and what we curate around us.